The arrival of Día de la Raza, or Race Day, in Mexico comes just weeks after the country marked 200 years of independence from Spain.
Hasta que exista.
And as in other Latin American countries, such celebrations are prompting renewed debate over the complicated legacy of European colonization, as well as the topic of inequality in a region with stark ethnic and social divisions.
Y en un primer momento la idea...
From the start, the idea was for Mexico to be a homogeneous country with a single identity. There was a period where the country tried to unify the population under a single language, a single culture, a single type of gastronomy. And those politics to homogenize still exist today and permeate into public policy.
In recent years, protesters have targeted and vandalized symbols of colonization, like a statue of Spanish explorer Christopher Columbus that once stood in downtown Mexico City.
As Mexico marks the anniversary of the arrival of Columbus to the New World, activists say that some 70% of indigenous Mexicans live below the poverty line, adding that social inequality is the real legacy of the Spanish conquest.
There are earnest efforts underway in Mexico to lift up indigenous heritage. Maíz de Cacao is a restaurant in one of Mexico City's most exclusive neighborhoods, and the staff here specialize in indigenous cuisine. The restaurant's owner, Mardonio Carballo, says bringing visibility to pre-Hispanic recipes is a way to lift up the voices and languages of indigenous communities.
I've always said language is an extension of taste. Mexico has 68 indigenous languages, 68 cultures, 68 cuisines, 68 possibilities for those flavors to mix and improve the human palate. We are 68 living communities that dance to a universal rhythm and are at the same time breaking through the efforts to make us invisible. And I think we're living through a very important moment.
Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, often speaks about the rights of indigenous communities and has even requested that Spain apologize for the conquest. The president has also been a proponent of large public celebrations that more openly embrace the country's cultural diversity.
¡Viva la fraternidad universal!
Long live the universal fraternity. Long live the love for one's neighbors. Long live the cultures of pre-Hispanic Mexico.
While many in Mexico view changing public discourse toward native communities as progress, indigenous rights activists say that speeches and public spectacles alone are not enough to correct five centuries of discrimination, racism, and neglect. Manuel Rápalo, Al Jazeera, Mexico City.